Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody to this week's shiur. This week's shiur is in honor of the upcoming Yom Tov of Hanukkah. Bez Hashem, next week I think we'll be off the Kavod Hanukkah, so we'll have to be Yotze Hanukkah with this shiur. Also today's shiur, saying should be Ilei Nishmas for my wife's grandfather, whose yurtzeit is actually today, Rabbi Joseph Grumblat, Zatzal. His name is Rabbi Avram Yosef ben Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Halevi. Tremendous force in the Queens community for so many years, and many people remember him. And I hope these words, the shiur, serves as a eloy to his neshama. So I entitled today's shiur, Too Many Candles, the Mitzvah of Neiros Hanukkah, and the Isser of Baal Tosef. Before I explain what that means, I'd like to just give a hakdama about, in general, the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, I think, is unique in some ways more than other Yom Tovim. The area where I think it's quite unique is there's so much Torah about the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And everywhere you turn, you know, there's a lot of discussion about the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And if you think about it, it's very strange. Because of all our Yom Tovim, every one of our major, even semi-major, Yom Tovim has a Masechta, an entire Gemara dedicated to the learning of those halachas, right? The Pesach, Sukkot, it has to be on Shavuos, but Shavuos really has Masechta's Beah, it's all about halachas Yom Tov, which is fully applicable to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur each have their own Masechta. And even Purim, one of the Yom Tovim Derabanan, has Masechta's Megillah, talks about the Yom Tov. There is no Masechta's Hanukkah, doesn't exist. Recently, someone showed me a Chassam Sofer, which has a very interesting reason why he theorizes why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in the Mishnah never made a Masechta's Hanukkah. But there are a few blot in the Masechta's Shabbos that talk about the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, just a few blot. But from those few blot, not even a handful, from those few blot in the Masechta's Shabbos emerged so much Torah and so much discussion about Hanukkah. Why is that? So I think there's a very important halacha, which is kedai to repeat. If you look at the beginning of Hilchos Hanukkah in the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Tafresh Ayin, there the Mechaber writes that the Yom Tov of Hanukkah was made l'holdos l'hala. It was made to give praise and thanks to Hashem, to sing Hallel all 8 days. But what's interesting, what's missing from Hanukkah, the Pashtus, is the concept of a Seudas Mitzvah. Purim is a Yontif which is for Mishta and Simcha. But Hanukkah, simply put, by the way the Mechaber brings it down, there are Shitas that might say there's a Mitzvah of Simcha by Hanukkah. But for the most part, the way the Mechaber brings it down, the Yom Tov of Hanukkah does not have a mitzvah of Mishta, of a Seudas Mitzvah. And the Ramah writes, the Mishavruah explains, that, firstly, the Mishavruah explains the reason why the chiluk, the difference between Hanukkah and Purim, is famously given by the Maharami Rodenberg, that Hanukkah was only a challenge, was only a nisayon, a danger to Jewish lives. Excuse me, to Judaism itself, to us keeping the religion. There was no physical threat on the lives of Jews as there was by the Yom Tov of Purim. So Rami Rodenberg says, if the tzara, if the challenge of the times of Hanukkah was different than the times of Purim, then we set up Hanukkah in a different way. Purim, which affected our bodies, we went mimavis l'chayim, from death to life. So there, with our bodies, we celebrate Mishnah and Simcha. And we have thus Seudos focusing on our physical nature. As opposed to Hanukkah, where what was at stake was our religion. So there, it's a more spiritual Yom Tov. And that Yom Tov has to be celebrated, our Chazal set up, L'chodos u'hallo, to give thanks and to praise. And if, so Pashtus, there is no Sudas Mitzvah by Hanukkah. The Ramah does bring down over there in Tafresh Ayin that if one joins together and shares Divrei Torah, sing shiros to Hashem, then that would be considered a Sudas Mitzvah, and it would have the same dinim as a Sudas Mitzvah from any Yom Tov, any occasion. So that's why I believe that Hanukkah Torah has gotten tremendously spread, even though relatively speaking, there's very small amount of early sources going back, nothing in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, there's a few blot in the Seches Shabbos, but of those blot, it was squeezed every little bit, every topic possibly to talk about Hanukkah is tremendously utilized. Look, you want to have parties for 8 days, you got to have the 8 days of Divrei Torah. So Hanukkah is a Yom Tov all about Divrei Torah. In that sense, it's different than anything else. Pesach, we say Divrei Torah, okay, that might be part of the mitzvah itself of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We've talked in the past, it could be some of the Divrei Torah. You know, maybe it isn't. You know, the Iker is to tell over the answer to Manishtana, Avodah Meyinu. You know, Kosha Omer Gimel Dvarim the other day, Chavasa. A lot is extra Divrei Torah that we say in Pesach, or Divrei Torah we say in Sukkot. But Hanukkah, there's an added purpose for sharing Divrei Torah, because it transforms one's Suda, one's celebration, into a Sudas Mitzvah. And thus, Hanukkah, there is an important aspect for a person to accumulate and to have what to talk about. I also believe the most famous Dvar Torah, the most famous question that people ask on Hanukkah is the Beis Yosef's question. The Beis Yosef's question is, why is it that we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days? If you go with the storyline that's recorded in that Gemara on Shabbos, Chaf Aleph, Amud Beis, the story of Hanukkah, really, that story, really the miracle was only 7 days. They had enough oil for one day. So why is it that we celebrate the Yom Tov of Hanukkah for 8 days? That's a famous question Beis Yosef asked. I'm sure we all heard that question. I'm sure we've heard multiple answers to that question. If one knows how popular that question is, when I was a kid growing up, I remember such a sefer. There's a sefer, Ner Lamea, which I believe had 100, 101 answers to that question. Can you imagine? One question spurring over 100 answers. Okay? I think that is indicative of the fact, of the point we're starting with, that Hanukkah is a Yom Tov of Divrei Torah. People need Divrei Torah to say over at their Hanukkah parties. Hanukkah Seudos. So, hey, over the years, 8 days, eight answers to the Beis Yosef's question, it accumulates. Well, not to be outdone, one of my Talmidim excitedly came over to me the other day. Rebbe, I just ordered, here in Florida, you order sarm online, I suppose, about the sarm store. But I just ordered a wonderful sefer. What is it? 500 answers to the basic Yosef's question. No, I thought in Chazal, there's a concept of niskatno adaros. Generations get weaker. You know, a generation ago, they only had 100 answers. Now they have 500 answers. But again, I figure, you know, it's not, you know, if you add up over, you know, the past 20 years, how many more Hanukkah parties we've had, how many more sudos, okay? So I guess over the years, there accumulates more and more answers to the basis of this question. But I'm a man of variety, not just saying 500 different answers. But what I'd like to share with you today is, to me, a new question I just came across. And I think this question is a good question to pilpul about, to hawk about, to discuss in terms of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Some might say, really? I don't hear that question. But when I drop, who's the one who asked the question? You have to sit back and think about it with awe. So, before I go off to some background to understand the question, just going over the most basic halachas of Chanukah. Right, the most basic halachas of Chanukah are that one lights the candles, okay, just at the beginning of nightfall. So if one doesn't light then, they can light later, as long as there are others that could see your menorah and experience Pirsumei Nisa. So one lights the menorah on the first night. One recites three brachas, Mahalat Ner Shel Chanukah, She'asa Nisa Mavoseinu, and thirdly, Shehachiyanu. Obviously, the following nights you only light the first two. You only make the first two brachas. And the basic halacha is that one lights only one candle per night, per household. The Mitzvah Gemara on Shabbos says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubesa. Simply put, that's one candle per household. We have additional dinim of Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin, where we add one candle per night. Thus, on the first night of Hanukkah, you light one, by the second, you light two, and further, based on Paskin like Beis Hillel, Ma'ilim the Kodesh, Ve'maridim, we go up in Kedusha each night. Additionally, us Ashkenazim, each individually in our homes, we all light Hanukkah candles, ourselves, our children, for sure our boys. We gave a share a couple years back the halachas of women and near Hanukkah. But there are multiple, in the Ashkenazic home, there are multiple people lighting menorah. Suppose in the Sephardic home, they go with the machaber, where only the head of the household lights. Okay? Those are the most basic halachas of Neiros Chanukah. The problem is, those halachas don't seem to fit with a pretty major concept, a pretty important iser in the Torah. If you look on your sheets, the Torah in Sefer Dvarim and Parshas Vaschanon writes, Lo sifu davar asher anochi mitzava eschem lo sigar mimenu. You shouldn't add on to the mitzvos that I'm commanding you, lo sigra'u mimenu, nor should you take away from them. Actually, this mitzvah appears a second time in Sefer Dvarim a little bit later, Tarki Beis, Gimel. But Pashtus, what is the mitzvah? This is the mitzvah, or the Avera, of what we call Baal Tosef and Baal Tigara. The Isser of Baal Tosef and Isser of Baal Tigara is one is not allowed to add to the mitzvahs of Nadara. One could not take away from the mitzvahs of Nadara. Now, simply that means, yeah, one can't add additional mitzvahs to the Torah. There only are 630 mitzvahs. One can't add 614. So too, one can't take away. They can't do 612. You need to fully have the 630 mitzvahs. Obviously, unfortunately, some of them we can't perform today because we don't have the base of Migdash. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. But on the books, we have to keep 613 mitzvahs, no more, no less. Really, one could have a discussion right there. Where is there room to have a yontif of Chanukah and Purim? There's a Ramban that discusses the Beferish concept of Purim. But okay. Additionally, if you look in Rashi over there, Rashi writes, Lo Susifu, it's on the sheets also, Gigon Chamish Parshios B'Tfilah. Not only can't you add another mitzvah, you can't add to the mitzvahs. Right? We know there are four parshios in our tefillin. You can't add number five. Chamisha mina b'lulav. You can't add a fifth min. Right? Sukkos is about selling arba minim, about having four minim. Lulav and Esrel, Adas min aravos. You can't say, you know what, let's spice it up. Let's put in the mix a rose. Look nice, no? Let's tie a rose straight up the middle. Might look nice, but that's not what we do. One cannot add a fifth min to lulav. We have our tzitzis. We have tzitzis on our four corners. You can't add a fifth. That would really be a tail. But no, one is not allowed to add a fifth. Again, Rashi just decided to be cute, and all of Rashi's examples are where we have four, we're adding number five. It's got nothing to do with four and five. It's, in general, one is not allowed to add to a mitzvah. So to Rashi writes, V'chein lo sigarum, we can't take away from it. We can't have three tzitzios, we can't have three parshios, three minim. No, you have to have the correct amount to perform the mitzvah. If you look over there in the Ramban says, right, you can't add also, let's say, days to a yontif. The concept of eating in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, thus, is a very tricky concept. Right, definitely come the last day of Sukkot, one should not be eating in a sukkah with a bracha. We know that many do eat. In fact, there might be the simple halacha for one to eat a Shmini Atzeres, but one does not make a bracha on that, and that's obviously its own halachas. So this is one of the 613 mitzvos, lozasei, Baal Tosef, also Baal Tigara, one could not add to any mitzvahs. This being the case, I would like to ask a question. The mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is what? Ner Ish Shubesa. That is what, first and foremost, the Rabbanim were misaking, was Ner Ish Shubesa. One candle per night, per household. That's the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. How is it then that we could add Mahadrin, 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 I'll add extra candles, perhaps extra people. How'd you get that? Where'd you get that from? There's an Isser Baal Tosef. You can't add on to a mitzvah. What's the difference between adding another min when it comes to the yontif of Sukkot, having five minim, or in Chanukah having five candles instead of one? Why would one be allowed to add extra candles? That shouldn't be allowed. This is the question that we were referring to when we asked too many candles. The mitzvah of Halakas Neras Chanukah and the Isser of Baal Tosef. They'll say, I never heard this question before. Okay, good. We accomplished something. They'll say, ah, oh, come on, Rabbi Kier, you just made that up. I wish I'd get credit for the Chiddush in making up such a question. But it's not my question. Actually, this question comes from none other than the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is one of the premier Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, I remember in Yeshiva, they referred to the Prima Gadim as the Marsha on Shulchan Aruch. The Marsha is known as a Sefer in Gemara that's very, what we call, Mineu Bei, very directly involved, deep insights onto the page of Gemara, Gemara Rashi Tosos. The Prima Gadim is quite amazing, a perush on Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch. And this Prima Gadim has in his Akdama, in most editions of the Shulchan Aruch, you'll find it in the beginning of the first Chelek of Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Aruch Chaim. However, I saw some of the newer editions since this piece by the Prima Gadim is called the Psicha Kolalas, a very long introduction and general topic-driven, very deep introduction to the Shulchan Aruch. Some I see buried it in the back of the first volume of the Shulchan Aruch, so you have to check to find it. But wonderful, wonderful Sefer. And going through it, he asks this question. He's bothered by this question. And the Prima Gadim goes through three potential answers to this question, which is what I would like to go through today. Obviously, the answer to the question is we're allowed to do it. There is no problem in this scenario of Chanukah of the Isser Baal Tosef, and everyone should feel comfortable lighting multiple Chanukah candles. But the purpose of today's shiur is to have an overview of these halachas of Baal Tosef and gain insight into that Isser in the Torah, at the same time, perhaps getting a better understanding of what we're doing here with the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. So the first answer that I would like to bring down, that people suggest to this question, is that there's no Isser of Baal Tosef, there's no prohibition adding to a mitzvah, when that mitzvah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Baal Tosef perhaps is only by Isurei d'oraisa, mitzvah d'oraisa. But to a mitzvah d'rabbanan, like Chanukah, there is no Isser of Baal Tosef. Some like to say such an argument. Now, just for the record, such a shita, which is debated, we'll see, in Achronim, such a shita, would have major halach nafkamins. Right? If you would be allowed to do Baal Tosef by a mitzvah d'rabbanan, chara, it would come out on the second day of Sukkot, maybe you could tie together a rose with your dal mina. What are you going to tell me? Baal Tosef? Only the first day of Sukkot nowadays is a deraisa. L'kachtem l'chem. All the other days, l'kachtem l'chem v'yom harishon. All the other days are derabbanan. So perhaps over there, one would be allowed. There's no problem with Baal Tosef. That is not considered an isser. Again, I'm not poskening that halacha. But if one would take this position that there's no Baal Tosef by the Rabbanans, that could have many, many, much ramifications, not just by Hanukkah. But that is one suggested answer, that there's no Baal Tosef by a mitzvah Rabbanan. So I saw this discussion in Prima Gadim, I've seen it in other Sfarim too. They said, well, this would run into a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. And this itself deserves its own share, but I'll touch on the topic. The Rambam has a shita, simply put, we'll perhaps qualify it in a moment, but the Rambam shita is, really every mitzvah's any din derabanan, simply put, is really a deraisa. Huh? You hear me right? Everything that the rabbis assert, really it comes down to, is really an issa deraisa. How's that work out? The rabbis assert something, and that becomes asur deraisa? So the Torah has a very interesting clause according to the Rambam. The Torah writes, Sefer Devarim, "Vasasim in adavar yamin usmal." One cannot veer off from what the rabbis teach us to the right or to the left. "Vasasim in adavar yamin usmal." This clause, this beferish alav in the Torah, is a pretty wide open clause. This clause sets up, if you're not listening to the rabbis, you are not therefore keeping this law in the Torah. So therefore, seemingly anytime the rabbis enact a mitzvah, an issa d'rabbanan, that menehul becomes an issa d'oraisa. That's the Rambam Shita. Pretty heavy, major idea of this would destroy perhaps some of the issues of Safek D'oraisa, Safek D'rabbanan. Okay? Perhaps. Again, that deserves its own share. The Ravid argues, Ravid says no such thing. Well, Sasser is its own Isser, but that does not affect D'rabbanans to make them into D'oraisas. Not true, the Ravid argues. Okay. But if one takes this argument, though, then you can't just skirt it and say, oh, there's no Baal Tosef by Durabanans. And therefore, by Hanukkah, which is Durabanan, there's no problem with Baal Tosef. You could add as many candles as you want. After all, it's only Mitzvah Durabanan. So it comes along to Prima Gadim and others. Hey, but doesn't the Rambam hold that every Durabanan is a deraisa? So that would leave us right back to our question. Then Baal Tosef does apply by deraisas. So you wouldn't solve anything. Still, they don't give up. And the Prima Gadim, again, I saw others in this discussion of the Rambam's idea, say perhaps the Rambam's idea does not apply to all cases of Durabanan. Maybe there's a split. When does the Rambam say that every Durabanan has a din of a deraisa? That's type A Durabanan. That's where the rabbis made a siyag, a geder, a fence, a boundary for an Isser in the Torah. They added on something. So there we view that, oh, the rabbis are adding on to the Torah, and the Torah says you have to listen to what they say, and those additions are considered part of the mitzvah itself. In fact, that would make a lot of sense also. In that sense, the lo sasser, it being d'oraisa, really means that is included in the mitzvah itself. Okay, they would say the iser erva only says you're not allowed to do this. The rabbis make together, you also can't do that. That becomes part of the original iser. And that is a din d'oraisa. The Rabbanim have the power to give that a full Torah dikka, d'oraisa power. But that's only by certain things. When the rabbis came and were misaking the Yom Tov of Chanukah, that's different. That's not like making a gather, a fence around a mitzvah. That's a new rabbinical enactment. The rabbis also have the power to make new Yom Tovim. So they made a Yom Tov of Chanukah, they made a Yom Tov of Purim. That enactment doesn't get the din of a d'oraisa. Even if you hold like the Rambam, that Lo Sasser Min Adavar Yom Nesmol does not make it a din d'oraisa. No! That would only make it just a regular rabbinic enactment, a din d'rabbanan. And if that would be so, if we say that Bal Tosef, the Isser of adding to the Torah, only applies on a Torah halacha, not on a rabbinic halacha, then we reach the promised land. Then we could explain and answer why are we allowed to answer, why are we allowed to light so many candles on Chanukah. The answer is because there's no Bal Tosef. It's only a d'rabbanan. Even according to the Rambam, because a Yom Tov of Chanukah is a Yom Tov d'rabbanan. So that is one idea the Prima Gadim puts down. While I was reading through this Prima Gadim, I was like, hey, I have a kasha on that. I was very excited to see that he asked my kasha. The kasha on this proposed answer from the Prima Gadim, besides the point we brought up before, that the concept of Bal Tosef only applying to the rice and the abundance itself is debatable. But there's a Gemara in the Sechah Shabbos. Yes, those Gemaras that talk about Chanukah. The Gemara asks, "My Mevarech, what's the bracha that we make?" This is Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom of your sheets. What is the bracha that we make when we light menorah? So the Gemara writes, "Mevarech Asher Kiddushon Mitzosav Zivano Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah." We make a bracha. Share Kibushon Mitzosav Itzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Frek the Gemara Behechen Tzivanu. Where did the Torah command us? Where are we commanded by the Torah? Where's their mitzvah of Chanukah? How can you say Vitzivanu on this Yom Tov of Chanukah? So the Gemara does give an answer. I'm skipping from the Nechemya Omer. Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha Zikenecha V'Yomulach. There's a mitzvah, I've seen people quote this mitzvah, the mitzvah of learning history. There's a mitzvah, Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha, one should have contact, one should ask the previous generations, we should know our Jewish history, we should know what happened in the world. And that's the mitzvah to commemorate Chanukah. So yeah, there's an Indian, Vitzivanu, on that. The Gemara has the first answer. Gemara says, "Rabbi Avira Omer, Elo Sasser." Once the rabbis say that we should do something, that's included in the Daraisa of Lo Sasser Min Adavar Yom Nesmol. Simply put, this Gemara, firstly, is a riot to the Rambam. That rabbinic enactments have a din d'oraisa through Lo Sasser Min Adavar Yom Nesmol. But secondly, you see it applies even to Chanukah. We don't say, like those who suggested before, that the mitzvah of Chanukah, or the mitzvah, of Lo Sasser Min Adavar Yom Nesmol, that the Rambam Shita, that a rabbinic enactment turns into a d'oraisa commandment only applies by siyagim, by gedarim, but it wouldn't apply by Chanukah. You see black and white, the Gemara says, even by Chanukah, we would have this concept that Chanukah might be a rabbinic enactment, but it traces its roots back to the d'oraisa over Lo Sasser Min Adavar Yom Nesmol. Once a rabbi say something, we have to keep that, and that has a din of a d'oraisa we could fully say Asher Kedushalim B'mitzos V'tzivanu L'Halak Ner Shal Chanukah. What did Hashem command us? He commanded us by listening to what the Rabbanim say. So if this fully is a Doraisa, then we're back to square one, our question. What's shot in how we can light so many candles? Shouldn't it be an Isser Baal Tosef? So that was one answer. Second answer, and this answer will base on a Tosos in the Sechus Rosh Hashanah. This too is brought down, as mentioned, by the Prima Gaonim. One moment before I go weiter, someone contacted me that the shear might be off. So I'm going to send it out to tech, make sure. Hope everything is working here. Okay. Tech told me everything is fine. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Check your internet connection at home. Now, a second answer could be found based on the Tosas in Rosh Hashanah. It's on the bottom of one sheet. Tosas in Rosh Hashanah, Tev Zainam Abeis writes, it's talking about the halachas of blowing tkia, trua, tema. Haka'avah Mishim Baal Tosef. Gemara asks, how could we add additional tekiyas d'amida, shiva? How could we add other areas of blowing shofar? Shouldn't that be the Isser Baal Tosef? How could we do that? Okay, he has a potential answer. We'll skip that. Yesh Lomar. Tosas answers. Dein Shaykh Baal Tosef Basiyas Mitzvah Achas Beis Pamim. There would not be a violation of Baal Tosef if you do the mitzvah multiple times. Kagon Kohen in Mevarech L'chozer Mevarech Osef Tzibur Atzvo. Let's say a Kohen does Berchas Kohanim. He can do it again. Oh, not the lulav v'chaz of anotlol. You took one set of dalminim. You want to take another set of dalminim. Obviously, we're talking here without a bracha. The chayin tokea v'chaz of tokea. So two to do tkiyah shofar again. But then he talks about bachar. I believe he's talking about the din of pigeon of ben. Person could do a mitzvah multiple times. You could blow shofar multiple times. You could take lulav and eser multiple times, especially if you find a nicer one. Ooh, I want to take it and pick it up in your hand. That really is the mitzvah. I want to shake it. Go do it. Kol kavod. Pigeon Aben. Last night, you know, I've been to Zoom, all types of, you know, full spectrum from weddings to, unfortunately, funerals on Zoom. But last night, I went to my first Pigeon Aben on Zoom. Quite fascinating. Actually, there were the Rav who's presiding over it, Zerbe Lerfeld of Staten Island, and quite a fun event. And I think he spoke about the Gra, you know, famous, the Gra didn't trust people's yichas. And he was a Bechor, and even though he was redeemed, anytime he met a Kohen, he gave him 5 slayim to redeem himself, just an etzah that he wasn't yotze. He did the mitzvah many times until he found an absolute kol miyuchas after that point, I believe the shach, then he stopped. So one could do a mitzvah multiple times, and there's no violation of Baal Tosef. Now, if that's the pshat, if you're allowed to do a mitzvah multiple times, and that's not a violation of Baal Tosef, What's the difference? Didn't we say earlier there's an Isser Bal Tosef that one is not allowed to add to his tzitzis? You can't have five tzitzis. You can't have five minim. Why then are you allowed to do the mitzvah multiple times? Isn't it also Bal Tosef? And it seems the svara that Tosas understands is there's a major difference. One is not allowed to make more mitzvos. One is not allowed to add to the gedarim, to the halachas of the mitzvah. But if what one is doing, I'm doing the same mitzvah the Torah commanded, I'm just doing it a second time. Doing the same thing another time, that doesn't violate Bal Tosef. Bal Tosef only says you can't change the guts of a mitzvah. If the mitzvah is I can only shake four minim, I can't shake a fifth. You're changing the inherent bylaws, the halachas of a mitzvah. Don't mess with the halachas of a mitzvah. Don't add a 613th mitzvah to the Torah. That you can't do. 614th. But I'm keeping the mitzvahs in the Torah exactly the way the Torah said it. I'm just doing it again. If you just do the mitzvah the Torah says a second time, that's not a violation of Bal Tosef. And I believe what the Prima Gadim is trying to say when he brings down such an answer, brings down this Tosos, and suggests this as an answer to his Bal Tosef question, is an amazing idea. What is the concept of Hiddur Mitzvah on Hanukkah? It's a funny Hiddur Mitzvah, if you think about it. Most Hiddur Mitzvahs, okay, I have an Esrog, so I have this Esrog, or I could get a nicer one. That concept we understand. Even by Hanukkah, you know, to get better oil, you know, candles versus oil, oil is better. To get even better, clearer oil. Yeah, there's a Hiddur Mitzvah in the performance of the mitzvah. Here, it's a funny Hiddur Mitzvah. Here, what's the Hiddur Mitzvah? Lighting more candles? So what is that? So Zakt, the Prima Gadim, I'll tell you what it is. The Hiddur Mitzvah is just performing the mitzvah another time. The mitzvah is to light one candle. But you know what happens? Come the second night, you could light two candles. Do the mitzvah a second time, perhaps in honor of the second night of Hanukkah. The third night of Hanukkah, do the mitzvah a third time. This also explains, I do the mitzvah, my son does the mitzvah, what gives? Usually we say, Barov Am Hadras Melech. We don't have multiple people doing the mitzvah. We usually have just one person doing the mitzvah, and he'll be motzi everyone else. That is the original takana of Neri Shabesos, one person does it per household. No. According to this Prima Gadim, the whole mitzvah, quite a chiddush. I never understood the mitzvah of Halakas Neri Hanukkah, the Mahadrin like this. The mitzvah of Mahadrin by Neri Hanukkah is to do the mitzvah again and again and again. Now, I guess you have to say it's corresponding to the day of Hanukkah. So you're doing it more times relative to the day. On the first night of Hanukkah, if you do it more times, it wouldn't be nicker of the day. You can't do it two times in the first night. Do it one time. But you should do it additionally day by day. I actually mentioned this concept in a shir. One of my Talmidim asked, it's an interesting Mishabura. Mishabura says, let's say you have nine candles for Hanukkah, right? You have one extra candle. So you can do one per day, but you have an extra candle. So the Mishabur writes, you know what you should do? On day one, you light one. Day two, you light two. But the rest of the days, you finished up. You need, you know, you're not going to light three. You're not going to have enough for the eighth day. So you just do one, one, one. We don't believe that you're going to have a personal Ner Hanukkah. And you give up your extra candle on day three. No. Chafetz Chaim says if you have nine candles, light one, two, one, 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 to the end of Hanukkah. What happens if you have 10? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, that you should go back to what you did if you only had 9 candles. You do 1, 2, but don't do any more. You'll have 1 spare for next year. And the reason behind it is you can't, seems like for the Chafetz Chaim, you can't light 2 candles in the third night. So it's specific, the Mahadran of Ner Chanukah. It might be to light more candles, but you'd have to say, according to the Supreme Gadim, to light more candles relative to the night of Chanukah. That's what the mitzvah is. And thus, just like I could blow shofar multiple times, I could take lulav multiple times, I could do pidgin aben multiple times, but so too by Chanukah, there's no violation of Baal Tosef if one adds multiple times in doing it. Sounds like a nice answer. Sounds like quite a chiddush. But unfortunately, this too, the Prima Gadim does bring. It's not so simple. Because there's a Rashba that argues with this Tosas. And the Rashba says one would not be allowed to just blow shofar multiple times, to take Luv and Esrog multiple times. But Luv and Esrog also deserves his own share. You find that people have done this. So maybe to be Yotzi, a din of Hiddur Mitzvah, that would be okay. But just to do a mitzvah a second time, a third time, can't do that. Azoy zakt, the Rashba, and thus we can't say by Chanukah the mitzvah is just doing the mitzvah multiple times, according to the Rashba. You're not allowed to do that. That would also be a violation of Baal Tosef. So we're back to our big question. How do we understand by the Yom Tov of Chanukah we could do the Halakha more than just Neri Shabeso? Why doesn't that violate the din of Baal Tosef? So I'd like to share with you just one more answer. This answer, I believe, is also in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, some of these lines, I have the piece here, you could go through it. I did read it inside because his order of operations was different than the way I presented it. He gave different answers, a different order than I did. And he writes very brief, very concise. You really have to be holding to figure out his question, his answer, boy. But I believe a third answer that one could say to this question is that the Isser of Baal Tosef, as we mentioned before, is an Isser if you add to the mitzvah. You add a guideline in a mitzvah. But the Isser Baal Tosef does not really apply when it comes to Hiddur Mitzvah. What I'm doing over here by Halakhos Neres Chanukah, I'm not doing the mitzvah multiple times like the answer before. I lit one candle. What am I going to do? When I light another candle, more candles is a greater beautification. It's a Hiddur Mitzvah to have more candles. It focuses us more. It's a greater means of honoring the mitzvah. So that type of addition, that's not Baal Tosef. When you're doing something which is a Hiddur to the mitzvah itself, you're going to ask me if I put a rose on my... No, that wouldn't work. But for care, as I'll say, the most beautiful thing is your Dal Minim, the head to itself. But by Chanukah, to have more candles, that itself is part and parcel of Hiddur Mitzvah. That's not Baal Tosef. You can even see a step further, which I saw they bring in with Gershon Edelstein has a sefer on Chanukah. He says the whole takana the Chazal made to begin with, it wasn't just like there's Bakana Ner Ishabeso, and on top of that, we added almost Mahadrin. No, you could even argue the original Takana itself was inclusive of the Siddur Mitzvah. That's part and parcel of the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was set up that you could do the basics, but you could also do Mahadrin. That's not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is after all the death settles, the dust settles, and okay, the rabbis made an enactment. The Torah has a halacha. If you add to that, that's Baal Tosef. But here, from the get-go, the rabbis were misakin a mitzvah with hider mitzvah. Hider mitzvah wasn't something, quote-unquote, we added. It was part and parcel of the mitzvah. That we are a person who's able to do it, they should do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah with the hider, with the greater beautification of the mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is. If that's so, there's no Baal Tosef. This is what the mitzvah is, the extra way to do it, to go the extra mile. That's what Chanukah is all about. And there are many people that talk about this inyan of hider mitzvah, of doing Chanukah in a way which is beautiful and exudes a beautification of the mitzvah, is really part and parcel of the whole nes of Chanukah. Right? There's a famous question that everyone asks, that why did Hashem need to perform a nes? Really, the halacha is tuma hutcher betzibur. One would be allowed to use even the defiled oil. The Chashem Nan came to the Beis HaMikdash, they found the oil that was opened and wasn't sealed. So it's tameh. But tuma hutcher betzibur. In order to perform a mitzvah for the masses, one would be allowed to even use something which is tameh. Me'ikar adin. So why was there even a need for a nes of Chanukah? It all could have happened without the nes. The answer is Hashem is showing us a lesson. And really, it stems from what the Chashmonaim themselves. The Chashmonaim themselves wanted to do the mitzvah, but it's not rely just on the bare minimum of how to do a mitzvah. Let's do a mitzvah in the best possible way. And we know Tumah Betzibur, but we really, really, really want, we're going to use first and foremost, whichever pshat you learn, the pure oil. And we'll see what happens with that. Hashem said, oh, you try to do it in the best possible way, I'll make a nes for you. And Chazal understood, and they set up the mitzvah, that they should set up a mitzvah with hider mitzvah. That was the whole yontif was done with hider mitzvah. They set it up with hider mitzvah. They set it up in a way that's not a violation of Baal Tosef by adding to the mitzvah. Pumfer Keret, that's the ultimate way of how we're mekayim the mitzvah, by showing that we too do things in the best possible way. We live a life of lechachila, of the first choice, and Bezus Hashem, Hashem should see this yontif of Chanukah, of our performance of the mitzvah in the best possible way, as an added schus that we need in these times, and we should all be b'shalom v'shalva and be able to continue to keep the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Thank you everyone for joining. I wish everyone a happy Chanukah, Freilich Chanukah, and Bez Hashem, see you back here after Chanukah. Kol Tov.